How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Basking in the glory of a USA victory here, hour number one of the G-Bag Nation live from the Comerica backyard here at the Globe as we get you set for Rangers-Tigers. It's an Evo day. Nathan Eovaldi getting the ball against an old foe, former Houston Astro Framber Valdez, the hard-throwing lefty, will be your matchup tonight. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl champion Brian Broaddus. I got my nosebleed brother Eric Chiafalo and Lucius Alexander back in master control in studio. And then Austin Nix coordinating our video. Appreciate everybody rolling with us as we get you set for 4th of July weekend here. 877-881-1053. The number to join the conversation. And you got the people going during cross with that red card conversation.
Sure.
Pochettino saying, Brian, you're a schmuck for this. I've seen this play over and over again.
Sure.
There was no ill intent. That's a yellow. In no way is that a red. But now Balogun, he is not going to be available for Team USA since he gets that red as they take on Belgium.
No, there are also people, soccer pundits as well, that have also said it. Just exactly what I did. Clumsy challenge.
It was a clumsy challenge.
And when you take boot to ankle, you know, that's very, very simple for them to do. That's a very simple call for them to make. We're all upset because it's one of our better players. But, you know, you can't at that point in time in the match, you know, you can't go in there and be lazy with your challenge. And he was. And it resulted in a boot to the ankle, and it looked bad. I mean, that could have very well been a broken ankle right there. Now, we've seen earlier in this tournament where a player broke his leg on a challenge, you know, and sent off with red card. So it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. And you could talk about intent and all those things, but it's just like in hockey, when you have to have control over your stick. You can't be waving your stick around and hitting people in the face. You know, you draw blood, you go off for more penalty time. So yeah, it's just a matter of it doesn't matter to me the intent. It's how it is. And we'd feel terrible if that was an American player that had that happen to him. We'd be like, geez, he broke Pulisic's ankle there. It hurt him, this kind of thing. So this is not one of those things. It's part of the game kind of thing. It's to me, it's very clear. You take your cleats and you run them into somebody like that, you're going to get a call that's going to result in a red card. And that's what happened after, that's just not an official's call. They go to the VAR
and they looked at it.
And they look at it. And, you know, it's like, hey, well, listen, this is how it's called, and this is the result.
I just think he's got to have a place to be able to land.
Yeah.
He's got to be able to land. And I get it being some level of a penalty because of what ensued with him stomping on this guy's ankle.
Yeah.
But I think the unintentional nature of it and just with how heavy-handed the red card is, you're
very
not
punitive.
Just out of this game.
Very punitive,
It's a tough one.
Yeah. Now, credit to USA for losing one of their best players.
Played 30 minutes without
10.
Yeah. Played 30 minutes without
especially
him.
With 10 minutes of stoppage time.
Yeah.
And still having a great run offensively with some really good opportunities. Pulisic gets his taken away, but then Tillman with an all-time American moment with the bloody sock,
oh,
getting it done. Like that was pretty dang special.
Such
the
a
way
gorgeous
they,
shot.
The way they bounced back from that was awesome.
What we've learned too on set pieces is now how creative that these teams could be, where you put two in front of the wall and really now you're really blocking the goalie's vision and stuff like that. But the placement of that shot, that's something that's done hours and hours of practice right there. And what a really a shining moment for the U.S. team. And you mentioned, I think the most important thing, there's been times in World Cups, and I'm much, much older than you guys. So I've seen, I was at the 94 one at the Cotton Bowl, you know, and then didn't get to see America play an actual game at the Cotton Bowl, but saw World Cup, saw teams, saw West Germany at the time, you know, one of the better teams in the world play. And so you know what great soccer looks like, that. And you're like, boy, we're so far away from it. But how many times would we have we seen a U.S. team just fold?
Yeah.
Just flat fold.
For sure.
Trinidad, Tobago, Ghana, all these places where, you know, that they should have been the better team and or should have had a better result and just flat folded. And, you know, yesterday afternoon, just not the case at all.
Yeah, Balogun, fifth American to receive a red card at a World Cup and is the first player from any country to score and then receive a red card in the same knockout game since France's Zinedine Zidane in the 2006 final. That was the headbutt.
Absolutely, yeah. The headbutt.
Big time there. Ended up being the coach. And now I think he might – I'm not sure if he's coaching anymore. He might just be broadcasting out. But a hell of a victory for Team USA. Now Monday night, and I'll be hosting the watch party at Cosm, 7 o'clock, taking on Belgium. And Belgium was lucky. I mean, we were watching that during the show yesterday. Yeah. They come back. They're down 2-0. They score in the 85th minute. And then they end up similar fashion. They get a penalty kick in the box. A red card deemed there with Senegal, and they're able to get a win 3-2 to advance. And I think the last time these two played in a friendly,
5-3,
Belgium beat the crap out of the United States.
Did.
Now, the first 25 minutes, Team USA looked really good, but this is a different United States version. But without Balogun, that is going to be really tough. You could tell just the difference that he makes. I mean, the dude could have had three goals.
Yes.
And then, unfortunately, he gets called off with the red card. But a lot, I think you go back to there was a play with Messi earlier in the World Cup. I know people are texting about, and his spikes were up. I guess the consistency here, but the United States is going to have to figure out a way to win.
Well, I mean, how many NFL games have we watched? A sport that we know backwards and forwards,
sure.
And so you know, soccer. I'm going to say this, and you know, our country has embraced soccer, but not like we've embraced the NFL. You know, when we're watching, we could tell when like, okay, that's not right. Now, soccer, it's a little bit, well, okay, but how many times have we watched NFL games where we've seen calls from week to week where it's like, well, last week that was called. Last week that was called.
No consistency.
There's no consistency. So, and unfortunately, that's the thing with having humans involved with the officiating. You're going to get inconsistency, and even when they try to go to the VAR, maybe that doesn't tell the full story either.
Spain and Austria are playing right now. That one is scoreless. Is there in the eighth minute? We'll keep you updated on what's going on. I think tomorrow, next door at AT&T or Dallas Stadium for the World Cup, it'll be Australia and Egypt. So that'll be a fun match tomorrow here locally on July the 3rd as we go into
Australia?
Yeah, Australia and Egypt. It'll be the matchup tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Yep. And how about the Stars? They made a move, and I'm actually pretty excited about this one. Mm-hmm. They bring back Yoel Kiviranta, one-year deal, the native Finn, who has spent the last 3 years with Colorado. Last year, not the best year for Kiviranta, was banged up, in and out of the lineup. The year before, had himself a career season, but that is a very cheap, affordable type of deal for Jim Neal. That's how you fill out this roster. You needed another wing. He's going to be on the line with Artu Huru. I loved what Yoel Kiviranta did. I think it was in the bubble when the Stars went to the Cup Final. He had a big-time goal against Colorado. Might have had a hat trick,
to
get the Stars to move on and advance there to the conference final. So Yoel Kiviranta at 30 years old, Jim Neal doing the best he can, trying to keep this thing afloat. We'll talk to Leah Simakopoulos at 3 o'clock, see if she's got any more information on what the Stars might do, and Jason Robertson. But we had positive momentum, Eric, that the Mavs were going to go after Anthony Simons, and then all of a sudden we're driving in. I hear KNC like, oh, that dude's signing with the Sixers.
Yeah.
So that's not going to happen, and he will not be a Dallas Maverick.
Yeah, that's a little disappointing. I got perked up and excited when I saw Mark Stein reporting that earlier today, that the Mavericks were in on Anthony Simons, who is a guy that is still pretty dang young, and he's had a consistent career of just kind of being a bucket getter, being a shot creator, being a guy that can shoot the three ball at like a 38% clip throughout his career. Another guy that can handle the ball for you a little bit. I would imagine him being a guy that comes off the bench and just gives you a spark offensively. So I would have really liked that that signing there. But I guess Filthy now is becoming a bit of a destination for these guys.
Yeah, and there was another report today. Look out for LeBron. Hey, could LeBron possibly end up joining the Sixers, which would be, I mean, that would be very Philadelphia to where something would happen. There's just, they can't have nice things, especially the Sixers, and this would just fall apart miserably in their face, which still might end up happening.
Well, we can't forget, what was that a couple of years ago when Jaylen Brown was caught with the lip readers sitting next to his girlfriend courtside at a summer league game?
With the Bronny
stuff. And he was kind of dunking on Bronny a little bit. Like, I don't think he's a real pro or something like that.
And I didn't realize the beef between him and Embiid. And he's called Embiid a flopper.
Yes, the flopper. Yeah. Yes. Like, he's ruined the sport with the flopping. Like, that's going to be an interesting dynamic right there. You thought the Tatum and Brown dynamic was a little weird with some friction. How does Joel Embiid welcome in Jaylen Brown, who's been streaming about how he's ruined the game with his flopping?
Man, I apologize to the 432. Please don't act like y'all know soccer, especially Brian. I knew I wasn't going to be able to hear y'all soccer talk today. It's the World Cup, dude. We're doing the best we can. We watch the match, all right? What do you want? I'm sorry. I'm sorry we can't talk soccer the entire year because most of the texts are going to be like, shut up. We don't want to hear about it. Now the entire country is galvanized and coming around
here
on the World Cup.
What's the number on that?
432.
I'd like to please text in your credentials for being a soccer expert. I'd like to know, 432, what your, you know, and please be truthful. Don't tell me like, oh, I'm a coach on college level and all the ball.
I'm an FC Dallas season ticket holder.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, so is my father-in-law.
Yeah.
Okay? Come on.
Yeah, soccer expert, 432.
Jeez. We're come on. We're watching here. Yeah. We're embraced. Team USA gets the win. We're not coaches like Dawson. This is when we needed Dawson. What the hell is he doing? Taking vacation today after Team USA wins and advances to the round of 16? What in the hell? But it's a great day. First time since 2002 that happened.
And we're happy for him, right? Gets
we're happy
to spend time
for
with his family no, for that's, America's 250.
Did he end up driving or flying?
No, he flew. I think his daughter convinced him that the road trip was such a nightmare to have to go from here to Bend, Oregon.
Probably made the right decision.
In a car.
Yeah.
Not what you want to do.
Yeah, he probably made the right call.
You bite
there.
That bullet, and you hop on a bird, and you get there in a couple hours.
Gosh, I've been learning this the hard way, but when, you know, baby girl says, Dad, we're not driving, we're flying.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not going to say no to her.
No.
My daughter has done the whole, I don't know where she's learned this from, but she's got the lower lip, like the puppy dog face.
Mm-hmm.
She's working it.
Oh, she's poking out like the lower
lip. And starts the fake cry.
Oh, yeah.
And it's definitely a fake cry because, like, immediately she snaps out of it, starts smiling.
You can only.
It's diabolical.
You have to look in the mirror,
it's
bro.
It's diabolical.
All of your years doing musical theater, it's in her DNA. It's in her blood.
It's crazy. I don't know where
she's
I guess maybe she got this from me.
Heck, she did.
It's terrifying. It really is. I'm like, I am screwed for the rest of my life. I don't know where she's got this, but she's got me wrapped around her finger.
Seasons
and
phases.
I can't say no.
Seasons and phases. She'll stop the fake crying.
I got to put my foot down and say, and there are times where I'm like, Eliza, get over it. You're fine.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah.
All right.
Play on.
But then there's other times where I'm like, gosh, dang it. I just can't be mad at you.
Yeah.
And what is it that you wanted? You wanted a fire truck, right? Let's get in the car and let's go get you a fire truck.
Let's go get that fire truck.
Now the fire truck's your favorite toy. And she's saying, Daddy bought it for me.
She'll play with that for about 10 days and then it won't
be
the favorite toy.
She's going to move on to something else.
You'll end up stepping on it and maybe hurting your ankle.
Yeah.
She's
going
to want a real one at some point. You're going to have to go negotiate with the firefighters down the street to try and work a deal to have a real fire truck at your house. You know, I mean, that's what's in store for you.
Yeah, it's bad.
Mesmerized by the text over there, Wolchek. I can see you intently.
Yeah, the 469 said, have the 432 call in like Fred and Blake did yesterday. I was listening to this call in on the way home. Yeah, you should, 432. Why don't you call and give us your credentials?
Yeah, this is
Zidane is how you say his name. I mean, I don't know how I'm pronouncing Zidane wrong, but that's how it
is. It's not Zidane.
That's how it's said. Zidane.
The 432 would be the Permian Basin of West Texas. So
it's hardworking people.
Hardworking people that know about oil and gas and things like that, you know. We'll see if they know about soccer.
Yeah, tell Brody to shut the bleep up. He don't even read the fan text from the 972.
I don't read the fan text because a lot of you aren't worth reading. How about that?
There we go.
Wow. Be better authors. Be better writers.
And then
storytellers.
That guy's an idiot. Y'all keep doing what you do from the 940, and we love you.
Listen, we all act like experts. We all do. We all act like we're experts at, you know, I mean, there's certain sports.
I don't know about you guys. I feel like we are experts.
There's certain sports, though, that, you know, you feel like you do a great job with hockey. I mean, you were an authority on hockey.
I appreciate that, Broadus. No,
you do
that
do a good job.
Oh, you were talking to Walchuk.
You're really good at basketball.
Basketball is your forte.
You're really good in basketball.
Well, see, there's just a common sense factor when you watch something, and you're just like, that feels too punitive here,
right?
With the way that this all the way this all unfolded, or with the offside stuff, like that is just that's an opinion that I have that I think it is one of the dumbest rules in sports anywhere around the world.
Do you feel
that
it's a
I
dumb
can
rule?
Get goals taken away because I was 6 inches in front of the guy?
Well,
it's like I'm not allowed to get behind the defense. Hey, George Pickens, when you run down the field, make sure that you don't get behind the defender,
because
now all of a sudden that's going to be too cheap. You outworked him.
Yeah.
I understand a cherry picking thing where it's just super egregious, but it doesn't need to be hair splitting when you're watching 90 minutes of a sport and you get a total of like three or four moments where it's really exciting, and 50% of those get taken from you because the guy was 3 inches ahead of the other guy.
Right.
That's just stupid. Now, it's just not fun.
Now, there was a time when we didn't have VAR and things like that. So, you know, it was a little bit more free-flowing there, you know?
There's a lot of
things different about this sport now. The breaks. The hydration breaks. You know,
which are not. I think they've been a negative. Good for money.
Listen, I can't tell you, and I have watched a lot of soccer matches. I can't tell you the last time I saw 10 minutes added to a game. I can't tell you the last time I saw where. And you know, I've watched the EPL matches, the Bundesliga. I watch matches all around the world. It's very rare that you see them add double digits when it comes to injury time or extra time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just fans that want to like try and bogart the sport, like,
gatekeep a little bit.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
We talk about the Stars fans.
And it happens in hockey too.
Yeah.
It's like this is a great time for people that aren't really soccer fans to love the great game and to join in. And you should embrace that. And the fact that we're talking about it is a glorious thing because we don't get to do it often. And when we try
60 seconds on soccer.
Exactly. Yeah. And even when we do the 60 seconds on soccer, the text lights up like, oh, my gosh, tune out, turn it off, leave it off. People don't care. They're starting to come around. And that should be a positive. And we should all unite for that. All right? For crying out loud, it's America's birthday on Saturday. Go USA. Get the spirit. All right, we got G-Bag of the Day coming up next. And then our top 10 and in honor of America. The top 10 greatest sports moments in United States history. That's
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's next in the nation.
Oh, what a wonderful time it is here with the G-Bag Nation in the Comerica backyard of Globe Life Field as we prep our bodies for the 4th of July. Baseball, USA Soccer, training camp, Cowboys around the corner. Life is good right now, ladies and gentlemen. 877-881-1053. Segment in the nation brought to you by the Frankos. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankos first. 214-333-3333. We have the Wooly Bully top 10 list. We do have the G-Bag of the Day champion, but I believe that is a Brian Broaddus index finger being held up into the sky.
I miss the beanbag chair.
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. But, you know, I mean.
Maybe we could get DJ to pack it with the rest of the engineering gear when we come up here to the
I don't want to ask him to do that, but you know what? I bring my own chair because, you know, I feel comfortable in this chair. But, man, I miss the beanbag chair. Like, between segments, I like to be able to kind of like sit there and read a little bit what's happening in the world.
Maybe that's the one missing ingredient here at the Comerica backyard. Let's just get a Rangers beanbag up here. You know,
that'd be kind of cool if they had like giant red and blue beanbag chairs just kind of laying around all over the place.
I think it would look great. I think it would. All right, we have a Friday staple coming up here in 20 minutes. Biggest L, biggest dub, the rare Thursday that feels like a Friday. So we're going to crank that out here in a few minutes. Would love to hear from you. 877-881-1053 before we get to the top 10 list. Back into the Pimp Cup we go for the champ.
Appreciate it, fellas. Thank you. Hope you're having a fantastic Thursday. Thank you. Going for two today at 5:30. Stick around for that or come back. Doesn't matter, baby. Keep toe low and through it, though. I've got some John Blaze for you.
John Blaze.
I've got some John Blaze for you. You know I'm not going to pull your leg either. It's hot. Right. It's hot. Our winner is from the unhinged and sadistic mind of Bobby Belt from the morning show here on The Fan, the RJ and Choppy show. It is A.I. Dawson. A.I. Dawson. If you're not familiar, our QB here in the G-Bag Nation, Gavin Dawson, who dipped yesterday, really didn't come back.
Yeah.
Straight up dipped early.
No, he didn't.
Didn't say bye and just, he's out of there, fam.
Adios.
What? I tell you what.
See you later.
My man was counting them. He was counting those minutes. He was counting the clock for show. He could switch from one conversation about puppies to another conversation about murder with reckless abandon. So Bobby had a fake Gavin Dawson showcase skills about Gavin Dawson's diabolical transitional skills.
I mean, I think we've all just watched in horror about these riots, you know, the last couple days in Charlottesville. But again, that's nothing compared to the riots, of course, that Cowboys fans are having right now after Ezekiel Elliott was suspended for 6 games yesterday by Roger Goodell. Stephen Hawking was just this larger-than-life figure, not only in science, but in classrooms, lecture halls, and even pop culture for several decades, you know? And he will be missed. Salute. All right, Nation. Speaking of ALS, all the Mavs needed last night was 13 from Dirk Nowitzki. They beat the Knicks 110-97. I just think we were all stunned yesterday, you know, when we started to see that news come out about Kobe. And, you know, you're just saying to yourself, that can't be real. But it was. Speaking of Kobe, we're a little under 81 days to the Masters now.
Oh,
it's a historic day, obviously, at the Supreme Court with the Roe v. Wade ruling. Well, we're going to hit a board a little early this evening as well. Rangers at Nationals pregame begins here in about 30 minutes. Certainly all of our thoughts and prayers are with DeMar Hamlin after last night. Mavs were on the good end of a collapse last night as the Rockets blew an 18-point lead in the second half. Yeah, you see some of those reports, and apparently Rob Reiner had tried to get his son help for years, even just really recently. All right, Nation. Cowboys fans are also trying not to lose their heads after yesterday's loss to the Vikings.
That really happened to Rob Reiner, fam.
That is unbelievable. Yeah, all that is real.
Yeah, all that is real. Yeah, yeah.
Every single thing, the timing all works out. Bobby is diabolical.
Man. It's unbelievable.
Outstanding.
He's right. Terrifying.
There it is, your G-Bag of the Day champion. And at 5:30, Lucius provides some John Blaze. We
John
look forward
Blaze.
To it. How about it? Look at this.
Hey! What up, DJ C-Studs?
DJ C-Studs.
Hey, are you at Casa Monday? Monday night? You better be. All right? Let me know. Hopefully we can rock it. Okay.
It's an American
You're
going to
be right down behind? Okay, right below us. All right, we'll circle through. We'll say what's up. Yeah, DJ C-Stats, him and Shippy, also two of the regular DJs that are at Cosm. So make sure you're on the website. Come on out and watch Belgium and the United States, even without Balogun. All right, we're going to find a way to kick Belgium's ass in advance. Pulisic is due, I think, for a hat trick game.
Did we get any updates from our gal out in L.A.? Did she make any predictions to get her in trouble that she has to apologize?
Is she going to take a big L?
The reporter?
Yeah. I kind of feel like that we need to hear something from her. She might be a good luck charm out there.
Maybe.
Like, you know, hey, Belgium, you know, you guys are a bunch of worthless bunch of worthless SOBs. And, you know.
They did her dirty on that. She was clearly doing a bit.
Well, congratulations, not a bit, Jacob Latz, Rangers Player of the Month. That just came out fresh off the press.
Boom.
And well-deserved. Latzy's one of our favorites. And tonight is bingo night. Rangers will host bingo in the Comerica backyard right here where we are. Oh, they're bringing over the bobblehead.
Oh, yeah, bobblehead.
We get the Seager bobblehead shout-out. Thank you so much.
Snap.
Thank you so much. So, yes, bingo night here in the Comerica backyard. That's near the northeast entry, 5:30 to 7.
There we go.
Bingo is free to play with a game ticket. Winners will receive prizes, including autographed baseballs, jerseys, tickets, and more.
Oh,
plus,
that's nifty.
You can get these badass. Oh, that is awesome. This Corey Seager hitting bobblehead, which the bobblehead legit flies off the tee. Like, you can go ahead and rear the bat back, and boom, it's like you're playing T-ball. This is freaking awesome. This is one of the coolest Rangers bobbleheads that I have seen. And then tomorrow, we got America's 250th birthday jersey. That's going to be the Saturday, July 4th match, or 4th game, since they're off tomorrow, because we got World Cup matches next door.
When do we got
Saturday,
the massive beer showing up?
That's Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday,
that's
massive
Saturday,
beer.
The that's Guinness the World
day.
Record. Yes,
okay.
That's going to be incredible. We'll take a picture and pop this up. But let's get into our top 10 here, the top 10 sports moments in the history of the United States. States of America. And Lucius, as a man who has served our country, you are a proud veteran. I want to throw it to you. Well, when I say greatest sports moments in the history of the United States, what comes to mind?
History of the United States. That is Jesse Owens all day, every day.
Oh, wow.
Hell yes.
Berlin Olympics. Yeah. He ripped them boys off the bone, crushed all that propaganda, 100-meter, 200-meter, long jump had the relay. I'm talking about just crushed all that propaganda. Eat it.
Take that, Hitler.
Take that.
Yeah.
Man, I keep hitting this Seeger bobblehead ball, and I keep grounding into a double play.
Come on,
you
bro.
Such a jerk. You know that? You know, it's funny. You're swinging at the first pitch every time, too.
That's a respect.
You know what? That's one of freaking heater.
No,
right?
I'm just, it's user error. I'm blaming me. This is not Seager.
It sounds like you're blaming yourself.
Have a heart.
Jesus, hit it two hopper to the first baseman every single
every time.
I'll tell you what, I always hit T-ball harder than it looked.
I just don't have a good launch angle. When this is my fault. This is not Seager's fault.
That's what, you got to get that exit velo up, bro. There you go. Bang.
That was a good barrel.
Smack that one.
Good barrel.
Smack that one. That's definitely going to be high on this list, Lucius. You crushed that one. Honorable mentions here. Top 10 greatest sports moments in the history of the United States. Tiger Woods in 97 winning the Masters. The 2004 Red Sox comeback from 0-3 down against the Yankees. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's an all-time great sports moment. Kirk Gibson's 1988 World Series home run. And
I don't believe what I just saw.
Yeah.
Jack Buck.
And then he just kind of slowly glide, like
trots. He had a hamstring problem. Yeah.
It's an incredible call. So those are some of the
home run with a hamstring problem. Imagine that. Clutch.
Is that another Seager joke?
No, I just was saying it was a home run with a hamstring problem.
That's how we felt about when we seen the big kids in Little League walk up to home plate. Yeah, we're like, this fool is not about to run bases. This is going to be a home run.
Yeah, he's just going to go ahead and bleep on that one.
I do recommend putting the Seager bobblehead in some level of bubble wrap just to make sure that
you know what, dude?
Nothing.
We got a box over there.
You don't want it to be too fragile.
Is this the box that's unopened? I'm taking the unopened one, all right? You guys that don't appreciate Corey Seager can go kiss my rear.
I do appreciate it. That's why I'm trying to keep him healthy in some bubble wrap.
Numbered like Tyron Smith.
You're 0-4, what I've seen so far.
I know, dude.
Number 10, greatest sports moment in the history of the U.S. We go to Beijing, 2008, the Olympics.
Mm.
Michael Phelps winning 8 gold medals. Shattered the record with 8 golds in one Olympic, cementing his status as the greatest Olympian and inspiring a generation of swimmers.
Yeah.
Also, big-time marijuana advocate. Yeah. That guy knows his way around a water pipe.
He's there. He's there for all the smoke.
He is.
He's a bongsman.
He is. Bush throwing out the first pitch after 9/11 from the
7-8. That was really
7-8-5. Oh yeah, that's and he delivered a strike. I mean, he's wearing a bulletproof vest and everything just goes out there. I mean, heck, former owner of the Rangers, he knew what he was doing. That guy's throwing out a first pitch.
Eric's one of his favorite fans to ever sit around him.
Yeah, that's pretty epic.
Eric was maybe 3 chairs away from him.
I don't think he's come back since that game.
He gave me the finger point and the wink,
The
classic Bush wink.
He said, you keep drinking, big boy. You're one of the fans I like. Yeah.
9 is Cal Ripken Jr. breaking Lou Gehrig's consecutive game record, 1995. Ripken played his 2,131st straight game, embodying durability and love of the game during baseball's recovery from the 94 strike. His lap around Camden Yards was pure emotion. Number 8, greatest moment in U.S. sports history is indeed President George W. Bush's first pitch at Yankee Stadium post 9/11 as he was wearing the FDNY Fire Department New York jacket, symbolized the resilience of the country. You can't bleep with America.
Pretty wild that they had the flag from the World Trade Center out in center field. Like it was, that was like pretty. You see, it's beat up out there, and you're like going, "Holy geez,
that's a wild."
That was an all time galvanizing moment.
Yeah, that is 100%. Big time.
7 is the dream team dominating the 1992 Barcelona Olympics. First U.S. Olympic basketball team with the NBA stars Jordan, Magic, Bird, and more, crushing opponents by an average of 44 points. It globalized the NBA and showcased America's talent like never before. Well, no bleep. They were winning every game by 44. That is no contest. Get out of here.
Yeah, what was that like in real time?
Holy crap.
I mean, Broadus, you got to watch that. Lucius, how old were you during the dream team?
I 100% watched that whole Olympics from start to finish, bro. Dominique Dawes is in there. There was Dan and Dave or something like that. Used to race each other. That was amazing. Because Michael Jordan was dominant.
Mm.
Dominant.
Hey, Lucius, height of his powers.
Didn't one of them make it and then the other one got bounced? Like one of them made the Olympic team and the other one didn't.
Yeah, it didn't work out for us.
It was this campaign for Reebok. They were competitive. And one of the guys made it and the other guy he was out.
They spent so much money for those guys to come together and compete, and it just didn't work out.
Did not work out.
Didn't work out. David Robinson and Michael Jordan, those two together shined during the Dream Team days.
That's a cheat code, man. That's just so fun when you get those guys that you never get to see play together, and all of a sudden it's like, wow, instant chemistry.
But it's not just like an all-star game, too. They actually have something to play for.
Yeah, so
they're putting in full effort. Six is Hank Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's home run record in 1974.
It was on a Monday night. Yep.
7-15. Was that, that was during death threats.
Tom House, who used to be the pitching coach for the Rangers, caught the ball.
What?
Like, a Braves pitcher, Tom House. He was happy. He was a pitcher there for the Braves, of course. Ball goes over into the bullpen, and he catches it, and he ran it in. Like, they were thinking that thing was going to end up in the stands.
Old Tommy Casa.
Tommy House caught it, yeah. He used to be the pitching coach out here.
Wow. Five is Michael Jordan, the shot of the final Bulls title to beat the Jazz in Game 6. Four is Brandi Chastain's penalty kick. 1999.
That was a jersey wave right there, huh?
Ripped the jersey off, waved it around. I mean, that's still iconic today.
Would it have been cooler if it was Jessica Chastain?
Yeah, well, you can go ahead and just watch the movie Lawless, and you can check out her with her shirt off.
Oh.
Christina.
Does she score a goal, and then she just goes victory celebration?
She's not beating China like Brandy did.
But she did play soccer in that movie.
She was playing some type of soccer. Three is Jesse Owens, Lucius, winning four golds in the 1936 Berlin Olympics.
Berlin
Olympics. Screw the Nazis. Two is Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier in 1947.
It's crazy how like the world can be falling apart, and we just come together and be like, yeah, let's have a race.
Yeah.
The whole world is falling apart, but let's have a race, though.
Actually,
who the fastest man is, huh?
Actually, the story goes, and I'm trying to remember the gentleman's name, but he was a German athlete. And he helped Jesse Owens with his broad jump.
Sure did.
Like he noticed that Jesse Owens' approach to where he took off, if he just did it a little closer to the line, that it would probably be further. Like it was footwork and stuff.
Yeah.
And it helped him. It helped him gain the medal. And it was like they talk about one of the greatest. Even though he was German, he was helping an American athlete and a black American athlete at that. Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah. But number one, the greatest moment in U.S. sports history in honor of the 4th of July, America turning 250, is the Miracle on Ice.
Yeah.
Do you believe in miracles, which you certainly did then, as the 1980 team beating the Soviet Union 4-3 in the medal round at Lake Placid?
Tape delay.
Incredible. And if you've never seen the movie Miracle, I think it's a top three sports movie of all time. It's amazing.
How would you think about Rudy? Where would you put Rudy in that?
Rudy's not even in the top 10, most overrated.
Well, Chuck hates it, dude.
I really don't like Rudy. I don't know what it is.
Does he remind you of you?
No, I'm better than Rudy is. Screw Rudy. Oh no, I wouldn't be like that desperate for attention, you know, as Rudy. All right, biggest L.
Gosh, dude, just totally taking out Rudy here. All right.
Freaking loser, dude.
The rare Thursday that feels like a Friday, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest dub, next right here on The Fan.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Spain up 1-0 as we near halftime as they lead Austria. For your World Cup update. Right now, let's hand things over to Eric Chiafalo. Eric!
Yes, sir. Live from the Comerica backyard at Globe Life Field, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here is British Ian. 214, biggest up. Just saw CD Lamb, that is, in Addison at a place called Going 08.
Oh, wait. Hey, Bobby. Watch Bobby.
307.
Yeah,
biggest dub.
Oh, no.
Married in Vegas, July 4th, 2006. Biggest L, still married, July 4th, 2026. Happy anniversary, Carla. That's from Tolo Adam. Well, congratulations, man. That's a good run
Is she listening?
I hope Carla is. Carla, if you're listening.
Yeah. Carla's a big
Your husband
Tolo.
Loves you.
Yeah, happy anniversary to you. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Big time happy anniversary.
You're better than I am.
Huge celebration.
Better.
Yeah, over the course of 20 years, I mean, you could run through 3, 4, 5 marriages if you want to.
I thought you were going to say Carla's.
Anybody. But not Carla and Adam, man.
No, that's strong.
Bobby did almost get me on that.
Did he get you on the CeeDee Lamb one?
Yeah, he almost did.
Yeah.
He almost did.
Can you pick it out now? Are you pretty good at picking out the one that he sends in?
I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough because I start to read them.
Yeah.
But
you were going to say F yeah.
No, I wasn't going to say F yeah. I was jumping over that part, but he
did
has
he make it was a fictional store?
The liquor yeah. store. Yeah.
Yeah.
Going.
Uh-huh.
And then
oh, dang liquor. It, man.
You yeah. know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
he's
Gosh,
diabolical.
You,
he's an
oh,
insane person.
He's such a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the storyline like we'd read it because he's got his G-Bag flag in the trunk and CD signed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's like a it's very like, personal.
That's awesome. That is so cool. Of course we're going to read that, but screw you, Bobby.
214LAC went out at the house.
Oh.
Been living off a portable AC unit all week. Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is Black and Gold B.
No.
His big dub is that he got a new AC installed this morning. So shout out to Goat AC in Waxahachie.
There you go.
Wow, that is a long week. I was going to give an L to the entire city of New York on the heels of their Knicks championship. Apparently, they're having some grid issues, and their mayor is coming out asking everyone to keep their AC units at 78.
Oh, no.
Don't go below 78 degrees in New York City right now. Can you imagine the stank, rank, nasty city of New York with everybody sweating at an all-time rate?
Gosh.
That's brutal, dude. Yeah. I can't imagine how many people are actually abiding by that.
No.
78 degrees? 78 degrees?
They have grid problems up there? They really are?
Some kind of issue.
Yeah. It's been like 98 degrees and 95 degrees for the past week. And even my cousin called me like, hey, man, I'm feeling what y'all feel down there in Texas.
Yeah.
Like, no, you don't. I promise
that,
you don't.
That El Nino
getting
No,
you don't.
Yeah. I think it has like a possibility of over 100 this weekend in New York.
See, this is what's terrifying Jeez. To me is when the grid goes out.
Yeah.
That's terrifying to me. When I was walking into this place and how well air-conditioned it is, you're grateful and you're sitting there thinking like,
Big time.
Please, grid, don't go out, you know, while we're sitting here doing work.
Yeah. No, it is a blessing to be in here right
now. Now our studio is a meat locker. You can hang meat briskets and stuff in there, and it'd be just perfect.
Dawson wears his toboggans in studio, even this time of year because it gets so cold in there. 817 Big SL getting told by my boss he forgot to pay me this week. And
oh,
quote,
no.
No big deal. I'm sure you're not eating beanie weenies, was the quote, as he pulled off in his Lambo. Huge L. Yeah, wow. That's big
People
time right
just
there.
Don't get it, man.
I can't stand that. 314 Big SL, one job wrote me up for a dumb reason. Dub, though, other job gave me employee of the month, okay?
All right, good for I appreciate you hustling, man.
It's just, it's hard to give 100% to all the things that you have to do. When you're double jobbing it, one job's going to get more out of me than the next job.
Yeah,
you
well,
know,
does the first job get more out of or the second job? Which one do you think?
Well, in Eric's case, it was usually the first job. But he would get a good nap in, and then he'd be ready to rock for the night show.
Yeah, like I was sleepwalking through the nosebleed seats for like 18 months.
Now, I flipped it. I did the bare minimum at Chick-fil-A that I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd get our show ready and come up here, and we'd
but
rock
you ran,
it.
You ran a award-winning show.
Yes. No,
store
I mean,
there,
I worked there for 10 years. I could run the shift with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
But
and a lot of times you did.
Certain days were definitely more challenging than others.
Well, speaking of Chick-fil-A, what would you have done in this situation? There was a Texas man that was arrested for allegedly trying to get a Chick-fil-A discount by pretending to be a police officer.
Oh.
How would manager Walchuk have dealt with that? Would you have just been like, hey, dude, obviously you're
well,
not
how
a cop.
Do, how
Let
did he know
badge.
That he wasn't a police officer?
Well, because he had no identification.
Oh, wow.
He asked for it. Was he just in a like fake outfit?
I don't even think he went as far
undercover?
As to do the fake outfit thing. Yeah, he was probably just pleading that he was undercover.
Yeah, I mean, if you were, you would have to get, most of the time it only happens when they're driving through in their police car or they're in their police uniform and they walk in.
And is that guaranteed free? You're going to hook them up?
It's not, it's half off.
Oh, it's half off.
It's half off.
See,
okay.
That's
the same for fire.
My dad
first
at the barbecue place, he would always buy the policemen lunch. Like he would pay for their lunch.
Back when a pound of brisket was like $1.50.
Well, it was, yeah, it was. My dad, we were watching the thing with down there in Austin. They're charging, you know, $37 a pound for brisket.
Gosh, it's getting crazy. Unless you go to Wild Forest. Shout out to Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude, because that was actually going to be one of our L's this week, just collectively as a nation, because we're all celebrating July 4th. We're having cookouts. We're having beef galore.
Right.
And beef is up like 13% compared to last year. And it could see another increase of nearly 10% for the cost of beef by December. And it's already been up Like, it's been up too much over the last couple of years, and it's going up even more. I'm seeing ground beef, a pound of ground beef for like $10. That's brutal, man. And that's
is that supply chain problems?
It is. Yeah, it's hard to. I think there's in areas where there's cattle and they're trying to raise it. There maybe is not enough rain, so there's not enough grass, so they don't have. They just don't have enough cows to keep it going. So that's what's bogging everything down right now, apparently. So we need to get that remedied some way, somehow, so that we can get our beef back. I mean, remember when you're getting ground beef for like $3-4 a pound?
Yeah, it was cheap.
Kidding me? That was a no-brainer deal. That's why I started doing the beef bowls years ago. Now it's like my $4 bowl is like a $9 bowl.
Yeah.
Totally different.
It's ridiculous.
That sucks.
Chicken's that way now, too, a little bit.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I've been eating a lot of chicken. Yeah.
We have the an L to one of my favorite restaurants in Fort Worth.
I'm sad by it.
In the Stockyards.
I don't know why I found that so funny the way you
because
said
I
eat a lot of chicken.
Because the doctor told me I'm fat as S, and he said if you don't do anything about it, you're going to be like dead. And I'm like, okay.
Honestly, Brent, I love doctors
that are honest. Like the guy told me, hey, can we talk about your weight? And I'm like, sure.
Well, they're also honest, so they can try and get you on a bunch of different medications and prescriptions.
I don't
and
want.
They've got bonuses. Yeah,
I'm trying to get off the medication.
Yeah,
thing.
I hear
want
you, man.
Medication.
Maybe you should try and figure out a way to get that parasite that's sweeping through the nation right now and just giving everybody bubble guts.
Just
you probably
your
drop
brains
a quick
out.
5-10 pounds in a couple of days.
There's medicine that you could take, vitamins that kind of cleans you out that way, though. That cleans.
Oh,
out.
Is that what they give you before the colonoscopy?
Yeah, well, that's a whole thing. You're drinking liquid. You're drinking this liquid, and then you're taking some pills along with it. Oh. You talk about feeling clean. My gosh.
It's a good cleanse.
Wow. That is,
Wow, dude. 972 lives with their parents, and right here in Texas, they keep it at 77 at night on the thermostat.
That's
rough. Well, then you have to.
You gotta get a fan.
Well, then, yeah, what you need to do, though, is then go to Costco or Sam's, and they got those industrial blower fans. Go get you one of those. That thing will keep you right at night if your parents are putting it down at 77.
Yeah, get you one of those things.
Well, Skip in Sunnyvale things. Just sent a place that has really good chicken deals that I'm going to forward you.
Thanks.
I love
Skip's
it.
Skip's always like
Skip in Sunnyvale knows.
Is Skip the most helpful guy? He's 100%. Always like sending you helpful things. He hears like, hey, listen, I don't have any gas. And, like, next thing you know, he sends you, like, a can of gas.
Yeah, he's
like
just an absolute sweetheart.
Hey, if you're driving down 75 right now near Fitzhugh and you see a car pulled over with a blown-out tire, just know that's a Tolo, and he might could use a hand right now.
Yeah, help him.
Okay,
people helping people.
Take care of the Tolos, ladies and gentlemen. Happy 4th.
Yeah.
There it is. Biggest dub.
Thank you very much for that, Eric. Thank you very much, Eric. All right, let's talk with Leah Simakopoulos, Dallas Morning News. Let's find out what the heck's going on with Jason Roberts and the Dallas Stars. That's next here in the G-Bag Nation.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.